Welcome back. Part two of The Hurts of the Month. I just got a record from Mike and the Moon Pies. Now, these guys are from Austin, Texas. They've released something called Steak Night at the Prairie Rose. And these guys are really good. Yeah, they're a six-piece. They are very talented musicians. And yeah, if you like twangy stuff, honky-tonk stuff, then this really is for you. This song here is called Road Crew. Here you go. Something new from Mike and the Moon Pies on Hurtin' For Real.
All right. Yeah, just one, two, three, bam, bam, bam. Two kids, he's got a wife, but don't let him fool you, cause he damn sure got a knife. He's a rambler, a gambler, he just quit drinking and he's on the road crew tonight. He does the sound, he runs the lights, collects a check at the end of the night. He's the first one in and the last one out, if you know what I'm talking about. He sells the shirts, he drives a van,
we'll be right back. Oh, but we can party all night long. We play a lot of Hank and Jones and not much in between. We bring our own sound and lights. We're way too loud, but we're not too bright. And only if the price is right. I've got a wedding band to play on the other hand, and she just started liking cheating songs, and we play them all night long. If you're looking for a steel guitar, a honky-tonk repertoire, and we play them all night long. If you're looking for a steel guitar, I've got a tape in my car. You want a man with a slow hand, I've got a wedding band. Baby, believe me, I understand.
How about that? Mike and the Moon Pies. They're from Austin. Their new record is called Steak Night at the Prairie Rose. And we heard a song there called Wedding Band. Yeah, good country music. Absolutely. That is the first time I have played Mike and the Moon Pies in the 15 years I've been doing my show. And I think they're going to be a regular from now on. Yeah, good stuff there from Mike and the Moon Pies. Well, Samantha Fish. I just learned about Samantha. She is primarily a blues artist. She can play guitar. She has some blues and rock music, and it sounds really good. Her new record is called Belle of the West, and on it there are a couple of songs that you might consider country, absolutely. And, you know, these are really good songs, and we're going to hear a song from Belle of the West. That's the name of her record. We're going to hear the title track. I think you'll like this. Some Samantha Fish on Hurtin' for Real.
On the Vermilion River, on a packet bound for St. Cloud, thank you.
Oh, I like that. That is Samantha Fish. She's from Kansas City, Missouri. Last year, she released a couple of records, and that is from her album Belle of the West, a song called Need You More. She's primarily a blues singer, but yeah, right there, some straight-ahead country music, and sounds just fine from Samantha Fish. Well, hi there, everyone. You are listening to Hurtin' for Real. My name is Brian. Remember, if you ever want to connect with me on Twitter, you can do that, yes, at Hurtin' for Real is the name of my Twitter account. You can follow, you can find out about shows that are coming up, find out about old shows or music news, whatever, at Hurtin' for Real. Well, I just found out about a guy named Al Duell. He is from Spain. He's a rockabilly guy, and he's got an EP out, and damn is it good. It's called Blues Back in Town. It's out on the El Toro record label, and I'm glad I discovered this guy. He is rockabilly. He's got some country and western kind of stuff as well. This one here has some wonderful guitar work. His name is Al Duell. Yes, D-U-A-L Duell. This song is the title track from the EP Blues Back in Town. Here you go. Rock, baby. Through to Memphis 3, we got a very special trip, so back now. Just what I feel to lose in time.
You need to you help her go where to pray? Well, why don't you relax? That's an allergy to play. You're under the rest and you feel like a prey. You sense this too low, there's nothing to remain. But with you help her go where to pray.
Fantastic. Yeah, that is Al Duol. He is from Spain. He's got a new record out on the El Toro label. It's kind of an EP, I guess. It's called Blues Back in Town. That one is called Call EO to Pray. Yeah, I'll pretend to know what that means. Anyways, good stuff there from Al Duol. Well, today on Hurtin' For Real, all songs that are new and are good. Yeah, some of them were released in late 2017. Some of them were released this month. Anywho, I just got a new record by Mary Batiata and Little Pink. Now, Mary is a really interesting songwriter. She used to be a foreign correspondent for the Washington Post. Yes, she worked overseas. She has had a very interesting life, it seems. And her new record, well, damn, it is good. It's called The Heart Regardless. Her new group, or her group, is called Mary Batiata and Little Pink. And, I mean, this is wonderful country music. She says it's a little bit twang, a little bit folk, a little bit pop. But you know what? I call this a straight-ahead country record. And, yeah, it's just fine. We're going to hear a song called Sun That I Could Count On. Yes, Sun, S-U-N, Sun That I Could Count On. And yeah, Mary Batiata, look her up, B-A-T-T-I-A-T-A, Mary Batiata and Little Pink. Let's take a listen.
So
Wow, that is beautiful. That is Mary Battiata and Little Pink. Her new record is called The Heart Regardless. And that there, Things You Say and Don't Say. Yeah, go check her out. Yeah, littlepinktheband.com is where you can find about, oh, you know, her shows, her new record, whatever. Anyways, that's her, Mary Battiata and Little Pink. Well, there's lots and lots of good music that was released last year that I really didn't get around to playing. Sometimes that happens, you know, sometimes I'm late to the party on some things. Sometimes I just discover things late. Yeah, it's there's so much good music out there, and I found that there's more and more of it as the years go by. And one record that was released last year that I just got around to discovering is by Charlie Crockett. Now, Charlie was born in Texas, or grew up in Texas. He is an actual descendant of Davy Crockett, yes. And Charlie has just released something last year called, let me get this right, Lil GL's Honky Tonk Jubilee. Yes, Lil, little, and then GL, G period, L period. Lil GL's Honky Tonk Jubilee. And this is a honky tonk record. There are some covers on it. There's some old Hank Williams songs on it. And, you know, it's just fine. I look forward to hearing more from Charlie Crockett. Anyways, we're going to hear a song called Just a Drink Away. Yeah, this is a country song if there ever was. Here you go, some Charlie Crockett on Hurtin' for Real.
See that girl by the bar, she just took my house and car, and the little one that meant the world to me. She'd get wilder day by day, now she's just a drink away, just a drink away from anyone but me. So step up to the bar, make no difference who you are, to be welcome just as long as she can see that she's tearing out my heart like she planned it from the start. She's just a drink away from anyone but me. I tried so hard to leave this town, but it seems I'm tied and bound to a love that somehow just won't set me free. Yes, I miss my baby so, and I pray they'll never know. She's just a drink away from anyone but me. If the judge could only see what she does to punish me, I wonder how he'd feel about her now. Would he still think that she's right? He could see her here each night. So just a drink away from anyone but me. So just a drink away from anyone but me. Bartender, come over here, I'd like to buy this next round of beer. boys pick your poison, don't nobody pass. We're all brothers of a bottle and glass. The best old moment that I've ever known, when she told me that she'd be my own. The bluest of blue there ever could be, when she told me she loved someone better than me. Bartender, come over here, I'd like to buy this next round of beer. Boys, pick your poison, don't nobody pass. We're all brothers of a bottle and glass. I once had a buddy, fine as could be, but just did it to the completely, you see. Then I betrayed him just like a wretch. Nothing but a dollar could make you do that. Bartender, come over here, I'd like to buy this next round of beer. Boys, pick your poison, don't nobody pass. We're all brothers of a bottle and glass. When God made man, I guess he made him sad. But none are all good and none are all bad. Then he made money, they cheat and deceive. Now we're all slaves who think that we're free.
Charlie Crockett is his name. Yes, he is a direct descendant of Davy Crockett. Yeah. How about that, Mom? Yeah, my mom used to have a raccoon-skinned cap, yeah, back when she was a kid. I think she liked Davy Crockett. And anyways, Mom, you might like that one. Charlie Crockett is his name. Lil GL's Honky Tonk Jubilee is the name of the record. And we heard Brothers of a Bottle. Yeah, good stuff there from Charlie Crockett. Well, all new stuff today on Hurtin' for Real. And one of the albums that I just discovered is by Tommy Emmanuel. Now, he is an Australian guitarist, a wonderfully talented guitarist. And he has an album of, well, I guess he kind of collaborates with some of his friends. Yeah, it's kind of a duets record. It's got, oh, Jason Isbell on it, Rodney Crowell, Amanda Shires shows up on it. A lot of talented performers do. And I really like the combination of his friends showing up as well as his guitar work. It's really cool. And Rodney Crowell has a song on it called Looking Forward to the Past. And yeah, this song is a real treat. Here you go, some Tommy Emmanuel featuring Rodney Crowell on Hurtin' for Real.
There's a girl I used to know about three broken hearts ago. I married her and left her in the dark. Vicksburg has her now, and I'm headed there somehow, for to see if I can kindle that old spark. She had that Louisiana scissor, she had that sleepy southern sass. I split the blanket down the middle. Since then it's all been downhill fast, and I'm looking forward to the past. I'm a Mississippi man and a Conway Twitty fan, and I haven't heard a song I like in years. Well, I drive a pulpwood truck and I'm making honest buck, and I'll be ready when my savior reappears. If you wanna think I'm dumb and lazy, judge me entirely without class. But if you knew how mama raised me, you'd know it's you who comes off crass. I'm looking forward to the past. He who lives and learns can renegotiate the terms on a freaking fracking future full of carbon copy crap. The stakes are through the roof, but there's very little proof. We can find fresh food and water somewhere out there off the map. Yeah. Teeth don't hurt, and I've slung my share of dirt, and I blame myself for everything gone wrong. But what's done is done, they say. If there's hell, we have to pay. I might admit I must have known it all along. I don't know two nickels from a quarter. I don't know my shirt tail from my ass. Oh, this modern world so out of. I don't know just how long it can last, but I'm looking forward to the past. I'm looking forward to the past.
My love over the borderline.
Well, that's pretty good, isn't it? That is Tommy Emmanuel and Amanda Shires. Yes, Amanda, that is her beautiful voice, as well as her wonderful fiddle that you heard there. And of course, it's Tommy Emmanuel's record. It's kind of a duets thing. And that song there, you know who did that first. That is a song called Borderline. I kind of like that it kind of improves on the original, I think. Anywho, that's from Tommy's record. It's called Accomplice One. And yeah, lots of wonderful talent shows up on that record, including Amanda Shires. Well, that is just about it for me. Thanks for stopping by, everybody. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and I'll be back with some more great country music you don't hear near enough next week. Next week, I think we'll do a whole show about guitars. Yeah, songs about guitars. So that's coming up next week on Hurtin' for Real. Remember, you can always check out my Twitter page. At Hurtin' for Real is where you can find that. And you know what? I'm going to leave you with one more. This song isn't off an album. It's just a single, but it's a whole lot of fun. It's by the Raylan Nelson Band. And Raylan Nelson is the granddaughter of Willie Nelson. And she covers a song from, I think it was in the 90s, from a big country music star. Well, kind of a, yeah, kind of a medium country music star. But, you know, it was a good song back then. She has just turned it into a barn burner. This is a whole lot of fun. It's called Sold, the Grundy County Auction Incident. And talking about songs that improve on the original, well, I'd say this is one. Here you go. We'll leave you with the Raylan Nelson Band. My name is Brian. My show is Hurtin' for Real, and we'll visit next week. We'll see you then.